This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. The Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan and Chiefs of Three Services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has received a call from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of the accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Yugam Conclave yesterday, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said, the government's endeavour is to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub. He said the government is modernising the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. The Prime Minister said the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country through One Nation, One Subscription initiative. He said today's students who are seeing higher education have easy access to world-class research journals. Mr. Modi stressed the importance of strengthening India's research ecosystem to achieve national goals.
हमने विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य के लिए अगले 25 वर्षों की समय सीमा तय की है। हमारे पास समय सीमित है, लक्ष्य बड़े हैं। ये मैं वर्तमान स्थिति के लिए नहीं कह रहा हूँ। और इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हमारे आइडिया की प्रोटोटाइप से प्रोडक्ट तक की यात्रा भी कम से कम समय में पूरी हो। जब हम लैब से मार्केट तक की दूरी को कम कर देते हैं तो रिसर्च के परिणाम लोगों तक तेजी से पहुंचने लगते हैं।
BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Congress is trying to weaken the country through such posts in this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Bhatia alleged that Congress is giving message to Pakistan that it is with Islamabad. He also cited comments of some Congress leaders in Pahalgam terror attack to hit out at the main opposition party. The BJP spokesperson asserted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has clearly stated that the master of terrorists behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Congress had shared an image on its social media handle attacking the Prime Minister. Later, the Congress removed the controversial post from its social media handle in which it had targeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Minister of Labour and Employment and Rapido has signed a Memorandum of Understanding in New Delhi to enhance logistics employment opportunities through the National Career Service Portal. The partnership aims to create over 50 lakh livelihood opportunities in 1 to 2 years. Speaking at the occasion, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mandavia said that the National Career Service Portal is a dynamic platform bringing job seekers and employers together across India. One of India's most revered pilgrimages, the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand, will begin today on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The Yatra will begin with the opening of the doors of Gangotri and Yamunotri temples located in Uttarkashi district. The portals of Kedarnath temple in Rudraprayag district will open on Friday, while the doors of the Badrinath Dham in Chamoli district will open on the 4th of next month. Akashvani will broadcast the opening of Char Dham Yatra 2025. The live broadcast of opening of Gangotri Dham would be available tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, while live broadcasting of Yamunotri Dham will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 14 runs, completing a sensational turnaround in their IPL 2025 clash at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 205 runs, Delhi Capitals made 190 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. For KKR, star Sunil Nareen's cap 3 wickets, Varun Chakravarti took 2 wickets, while Anukul Roy, Vaibhav Arora and Andre Russell took a wicket each. Sunil Nareen was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.